round the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Elk. Today in Elk City. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. Till I didn't take my allergy pill, I can't even pronounce ag. Anyway, man, hey, how about that little change of wind out of here? Harmon, Greer, Kiowa, you guys get ready. It's knocking at your front door. There's like 10 to 15 degree temperature drop and just really quick time. 53 at Beaver, 54 at Slapout, 57 at Woodward. Let's see what the wind's like at Woodward right now at the airport. It is out of the north, 21 miles an hour with wind gust up to 26. 60 degrees at Elk City, 76 at Hollis, 70 at Hobart, 75 at Mangum. So anyway, the northern front has hit, and with the vengeance with the wind anyway, it's cooled down quite a bit. I'll have your long ranger forecasts coming up for you here pretty shortly. Let's check some grains real quick. I got a full show today. Got Brett Metter's going to be on here shortly, and then we got another veteran will be on for the last part of the show. And right now, corn, December, it's going backwards. 659, March is 664. Soybeans, November, 1443. It's lost about 16 cents today. January is 1432. March is 1436. Soybean meal, December, $106.20. January is 402.20. March is 396.70. Soybean oil is $76.93 for December. January 74.23. March is 71.78. Hard red winter wheat, down a little bit, not much. It is 9.27 for December, 9.23 for March. Oats, just about where they normally are. They're about 382 a bushel. Cotton, December, is down a little bit today. First time it's been in the red all week. 86 cents a pound. March is 84 cents a pound. Anyway, there's a couple things I need to go over with you real quick. Put on your calendar. November 17th, next Thursday, is going to be a really busy day. We got OCA meeting at Durham. OSU's got two or three things going on here. I'll get with you on that here just now. In Beckham County, next Thursday, starting at 9 o'clock at the Sayre County Barn there across from the courthouse or behind the courthouse, they'll have a class from 9 to noon. Three CEUs in Category 1A will be available, proper use of pesticide application equipment. They had a full house the last time they had one of these there a couple weeks ago. And then that afternoon, another three CEUs available, pesticide fate and off-target movement will be from 1 to 4 o'clock. Also, on the same day, just when you think you were going to take a break between those two classes, the Ranchers Thursday Lunchtime Series will be going on, and it starts at 12 o'clock, and get on there for a live webinar. It'll be for feeding corn stalks, milo stalks, and soybean hay. Mary Drewski, I guess you said that right, from the University of Nebraska, will be having that one. And then they'll have one again the following week, and I'll bring you up to date on that. So anyway, if you need some CEUs, they got some happening next Thursday at Sayre. Get with your OSU Extension educator, Mr. Greg Hartman, or call the office there at Sayre to check in, make sure everything's still go. Looks like it is. So everything's going on right there. Well, before Brent comes in here and comes on, Mexico's government cannot make purchases of yellow corn from the United States anymore because it does not want genetically modified corn, according to President Lopez yesterday. The United States wanted to sell Mexico more yellow corn, and Mexico declined. There is a market for it, but the government cannot make a purchase because we do not want genetically modified corn. We are a sovereign free country, he added. Mexico has a controversial president decree that seeks to ban genetically modified corn in 2024 and phase out the herbicide glyphosate found in Roundup. The country imports more than 17 million tons of U.S. corn a year and is on track to import even more this year, experts say. U.S. farm lobbies insist the ban will cost billions of dollars in economic damage. Probably true. So anyway, I guess they don't want any more GMO. So I guess, you know, hey, they don't want our corn. We don't need their cattle. How's that? Pretty simple. Good thing I'm not in the government or one of those negotiators on their import-export trade guy, because they'd probably fire me after about, I don't know, 24 hours. Because, I mean, a deal's a deal. We buy a lot of stuff from Mexico, and I don't know, I'm not a scientist or anything, but pretty sure everything's been genetically modified over the years, ever since the Pilgrims landed at the United States with their first batch of Milo and corn. You can't tell me that stuff hadn't been modified since then. So anyway, we'll see. Sad news for the corn growers, though, if this really happens. So anyway, we'll find out what's going on with that. Okay, what else do I got here? Oh, I wanted to tell you what was going on with Hobart at the stockyards yesterday. They had their sale yesterday. Woodward's having theirs right now, their calf market. Mr. Brett Metter, North Fork man himself, just walked in. But I want to find that picture first because I still got a couple minutes here to the break. Let me see here. Bam! See, I'm good at this. I don't know how many heads sold at Hobart yesterday, but it looks like the market was strong. 200 to 300 pound steers bringing up to 250 or 218. And 300 to 400 pounds were bringing up to 232. 400 to 500 pounds are bringing up to 214 a pound. 5 to 6, 186. 6 to 7, 178. And then on the heifers, they were bringing up to, that's pretty much where they've been here lately. The 3 to 4 weights up to $2 here now. And 175 on the 4 to 5 weights. 171 on the heifers weighing anywhere from 5 to 6. And 163 on any of the heifers weighing 6 to 7 weights. All right, let's see what the cow market was doing yesterday. Come on. There we go. They were bringing up to 80 cents. High-end bulls were bringing up to 96 cents a pound. So it looks like the cows and the slaughter cows and bulls are kind of just hanging in there steady around that number. Anyway, that's what happened at Hobart. I'll have you some results from Woodward tomorrow. And then Elk City Livestock Market going on tomorrow, I think. Yes, tomorrow. I read on their Facebook page that they had some winged replacement heifers, 7 weights, coming in from Carter. 60 fancy black 6 to 7 weight calves coming in from Briscoe, Texas, from Elk City. There'll be 35 long winged 3 weights. And from Cheyenne, there'll be a mixed bag of mixed black calves. So they got plenty going on, some weaned cattle. If you needed some weaned calves to put on your wheat pasture, if you've got any, they'll have some at Elk City tomorrow. And then coming up here pretty quick, 21st of November at the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, they'll have their special weaned calf sale. You guys need to go. You need to look for the calves with the orange tags with the black numbers. Them are mine. Go ahead and run it up there for me. They'll be weaned 115 days. So they'll be ready to go. Not one sick calf since we fence line winged them. And they are doing very well on Bermuda grass and hay. So anyway, all right. Besides, I had to throw that in there for me. Well, I'm going to take a quick break. When we get back, Mr. Brent Metter is in here to talk about a heifer show coming up in our area. Be right back.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
Good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, November 7th. 1,542 head were sold, 5 head of steers at 377 brought 231, 7 at 526 brought 166, 6 at 578 brought 162, 5 at 675 brought 163.50, 60 at 834 brought 176.50, 48 at 861 brought 180, 6 at 1123 brought 147, 5 head of heifers at 435 brought 171, 7 at 481 brought 169, 6 at 515 brought 170, 71 at 585 brought 149, 4 at 618 brought 156, 19 at 648 brought 160. 450, 5 at 678 brought 144, butcher cows were 16 to 8150, butcher bulls brought 40 to 9950, bred cows were 835 to 1175, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
I always tell my customers if they have a problem with my beef to tell me, but if they love it and enjoy it, tell everybody. Well, this is Monty, and I just want to encourage everybody out there to enjoy beef and eat beef. And if you have an opportunity, look into buying a half or a whole beef from a local producer like me. It's born and raised and fed right there in Sweetwater, Oklahoma. It's processed locally. We're a third-party verified, all natural, and I guarantee it to be good. Look us up on Facebook, Tucker Family Beef.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Time to get this thing to update. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you guys at Granite, you're feeling that north wind now. I know you are, according to the Mezzanette, anyway. Brent, how do you like that change of weather we had there in the last hour?
I think we hit our high for the day this morning. Felt like spring this morning and winter's coming.
Yeah, well, looking at that humidity, I'm not going to have much time to mess around and goof off. I'm going to have to go to work.
We've got some guys working at Crawford today, and they were sending pictures in about an hour and a half before it hit here. You could see that cold front coming through up there. So
yeah, that was a what do they call that? The road clouds.
Yes.
Yeah, it was
yes.
Pretty nice. It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you coming up November 18th and 19th at the Elk City Conventional Center Complex.
Seems like we just did the heifer show. Time flies when you're having fun, Jimmy.
Well, it's the Oklahoma National Junior Heifer Show, and I'm not just because you're sitting here, that's a really good heifer show you guys are putting on. It's become not only statewide, but national, isn't it?
Yes, yes. We'll have a couple of different states represented. I think we had three different people from three different states last year, and it's continuing to grow. You know, over the years, it's been really big when it first started and for 20 years, and then it kind of fell off in popularity a little bit, it seems like, you know, 10 years ago, and then the last 10 years we've been growing, you know, by 10 or 12 heifers a year for several years in a row here.
Last year
we had 138 heifers.
Oh, that's really good.
15 different breeds represented, and it's just turning into a good weekend. The other thing that's helped is, and I can't remember for sure, but it's been probably 4 years, maybe 5 years, the guys at Clinton will, if I get this wrong, they'll hold it against me, but Clinton started a show on Sunday of this weekend, right, several years ago, and I'm thinking it's been 4 or 5 years now. Time gets away from me. But that's been a nice addition. It's helped our numbers, and then our show has helped them have good numbers also.
So you got two shows back-to-back.
That's right.
One travel.
That's right. That's right. And so, and Western Equipment, I want to give a shout-out to them. They've jumped in and sponsored their show and now are helping sponsor our show on top of all of our really good sponsors that we've had, but they've thrown some money towards our show, and so we've upped this year. Our Supreme Champion has been $500, and we've upped it to $1,000.
Oh, cool!
And then our Reserve Supreme has been $250, and we upped it to $500. So Western Equipment's been really good to help our show and the Clinton show, and they realize that this is a good time for people to come to Western Oklahoma and spend the weekend. There's a lot of motel rooms going to get filled up, a lot of fuel purchased out here, a lot of meals obviously going to get eaten. So it's a good weekend.
Yeah, I should be able to make it this year. I didn't get to make it last year. I walked through there for a little bit, but I don't remember what was. Something was going on farm-wise that had
right.
to get done. But
yep.
I'm hauling cattle that I was just talking about before we went to break Sundays over to Clinton, so when I get done there, I'll stop by and check that one out.
Right. So two really good shows. The one there, we start at 9, and I think they maybe start at 9 also on Sunday morning. But yes, it's a, so this is kind of the start of the heifer show season, you could say. And so we're kind of known famous for this is a good first show. If you got a young kid that's just getting started in showing or got a young green heifer that needs to get out, this is a great place to come. Our barn, it's big and wide open. Those heifers don't feel like they're crowded and kind of get goofy. We've got a lot of good space where they can spread out, and you know, I get that compliment a lot. It's, man, this is a great first show for a heifer and or for a kid.
Yeah.
Too. So
yeah, the training begins.
Yes.
But when I walked through there though last year, there's some really good heifers in this show.
So most of the best heifers that are going to win OYE later, you know, in the spring and March, you're going to have, I'm not going to say they're all represented here, but you're going to have most of those heifers are going to be represented here.
You're
so
right.
we pull from a big area.
Yeah, because Beckham County alone at their spring show in Beckham County, that's a tough heifer show.
Might be the toughest county show in Oklahoma on certain years, yes.
I'm not going to lie about that. Well, it looks like the entry fee is $35 to pre-entry, and if there's a late entry, it's $50. So,
right.
I mean, that's not in the, what did it say? Heifers must be born after October 31st
right.
of 2020.
That's right. We try to encourage people to send in their entries early. That helps us. As far as administration and getting those classes broke so we can see what we're up against, that gives us a good help. So we cut those prices down to $35 if they'll mail in a copy of their papers and the registration and get entered. I think it's by next Monday, the 14th.
Yep.
So the show's on Saturday. It's not this Saturday. It's a week from Saturday. But pre-entries are due next Monday. So if you're listening and you haven't got those sent in, just get those sent in, postmarked, you know, by Monday. I mean, We're not big sticklers. If we get it by Tuesday, we do cut it off pretty hard by Tuesday or Wednesday, just because we've got to get them posted and start getting ready for show day. But if you show up on Friday night, you can still register, and we will break classes typically around 8 o'clock. Once we break classes, then we're done. You can't get your heifer in the show at that point. So once we break classes and post them, then we're done.
So is there a commercial class in the show?
There is a commercial class, yes.
Okay. So I might bring one of mine in. She's not been trained to lead, but you guys can take a look at her while she's running around the arena.
Yeah, maybe right. Not. Well, you might leave her in the trailer and we can look at her.
Yeah. Who's your judge?
Judge this year is John McCurry.
Okay.
John is an Angus breeder in Kansas and knows the cattle really good, and so we're excited for him to be coming down. Not a local guy, and not that we're against that. We've had a lot of good local judges, but probably getting a judge might be the toughest part of a heifer show these days, and getting someone that's reputable that knows what they're doing, and he'll represent really good. We're excited for him to be coming down.
So if you got some black heifers out there, your chances are better since he's an Angus breeder.
I don't know. Sometimes they're tougher on their own breed.
Where was that at? Was it Houston that was kind of a Charley steer that won down there in Houston this year that brought all that money? It was
right.
Kind of yellowish whiteish,
Right,
and
right.
Nobody would ever dream that would have won.
Down south, yeah, down south.
So anyway, it's different. No, I was just kidding about the Angus deal. Those judges, yeah, you're probably right. They're probably tougher on their breed, more tougher on their breed than anything.
And they're respectable in the sense that they don't want that reputation of leaning towards their own breed. So they are going to be a little tougher, I think, on their breed. And if you sure enough have a standout that's the best, they're obviously going to take that one. So.
Well, it looks like the Elk City FFA will be providing concessions.
Yes, they will. Their alumni, their parents, basically, group that will be raising money, always do a good job cooking hamburgers and having food available for breakfast and then for lunch. The show's been going. We try to keep it moving pretty smooth and quick. When you get that many heifers through there, people like to keep stay on the move and not take up all day and evening. So we've been getting through in that 1 to 2 o'clock range, which is really nice.
And so
they'll have breakfast ready early and then provide lunch for us also.
Who's on the board with you on this?
So Greg and Christy Mouse, Greg served on this board longer than I have.
Right.
Charlotte Walter started this show back, this is the 41st annual, and so Charlotte started this show whatever year that was, 2022 minus 41. And so Greg has been with Charlotte maybe since the beginning of time. I don't know for sure, but way before me. Greg and Christy do a great job. They had kids that had show heifers. I've had kids that had show heifers. They're done showing. But it's just kind of a passion for us to continue this on, somewhat in honor of Mrs. Walters, because she was very passionate about this.
And, yep.
Larry Long is still on our board and helps tremendously. Jeff Connor, ag teacher over at Canute, does a great job and helps us out. Ridge Lawrence, Lake Carpenter is our announcer. Lake does an awesome job announcing for us. And then my wife kicks in and helps. My in-laws come and help as far as getting the heifers lined up, not necessarily on the board, but have helped every year and very appreciative of that. But that's pretty much our board. And then of course the chamber, Susie does a great job with the chamber. And as far as the administration side of this heifer show, we don't have to do a whole lot. She's on the phone taking entries, getting everything put in where it's supposed to be.
How lucky are you?
Susie and her people do a great job.
Yes, they do a great job.
They make sure that the arena is all set up on time, out at the Civic Center. The city people do an awesome job now. So this has been a problem through the years of getting it set up and getting the sand or the pellets put down. And those have been issues that we've fought through different times. And I can say this, that since Tom Iveser's been the city manager, we don't turn a tap. It's done. So that is very, very helpful to us and our show, that we can concentrate on other people that are coming to town and not have to worry about the logistics of the arena and what's going on. So,
well, I think Elk City, whether you agree or disagree with me, it doesn't matter, but Elk City hit a home run when Tom come on board, because this is Veterans Week, as you know.
Yes.
And every day somebody has said, the veterans, what have you brought home from the military to the farm life? And it's been discipline.
That's right.
Organization. And Tom is an organization freak, being a colonel in the Oklahoma National Guard. And he wants everything to run like a well-oiled organization.
Yes. And big shout out to him. Under his leadership, our show has been able to blossom. And we as board members, we can concentrate on other things as far as the people that are coming to town and helping them get what they need to be and not have to worry about.
Like to get the word out.
You bet. Yeah.
He's been great, and I wanted to give a shout out to him. And also, it's coming up tomorrow. Happy Veterans Day, Mr. Ivester.
Yes,
I don't know,
sir,
if you're listening. Sometimes he does, because he always calls me, Jimmy, today and egg, what are you doing?
Yep, he's always checking up on you.
Yeah. So anyway, but it's been good. Well, I hope this is a big success. And like I said, the pre-entry deadline is coming up November 14th. The late entry deadline, as he said, is at the November 18th. But at that timeline, Friday night at 8 o'clock, it's done.
Friday night at 8 o'clock, we're going to break classes and post them, and we're done. And I encourage people, again, if you got a heifer, this is going to be her first season. You know, we've got those pens out back. First National Bank built those pens years and years and years ago, and it's very helpful. You can put your heifers in those pens the night before. It's really good for those heifers to get out, spend the night somewhere besides home, and it'll make for a lot better show season if you'll come to this show and get them out there.
Hey, and if you guys don't have any heifers to show, come to the show.
Yes.
You want to see some of the best female bovine in Oklahoma. Bring it on.
Even if you just have 30 minutes to kill or an hour and you're in Elk City that morning, come out, have a cup of coffee, get a little breakfast, walk through, hang out for a little bit. There'll be lots and lots of people there, and it'll be a good show.
Well, I did. I had a four-day-old heifer I was going to bring that was just born, and I sent a picture to Dr. Taylor Mouse, and she said it had too much white on her, so I'm not going to bring her. Anyway, Brent, thanks for coming by. And hey, if I can find this form, you guys can too, because it is on Facebook.
It's on Facebook on the Elk City Chamber page. It's on my page, Greg and Christy's page. Yep. I looked at it this morning. I think it's had over 50 shares.
Yep.
So it's floating around pretty good.
And you can save that as a photo and then get it printed out.
Yes.
And your entry, just fill it out.
Yes.
Easy to do. Or call Susie.
Call Susie at the chamber, and they'll get you fixed up. If you need to pay with a credit card, they can take that over the phone and get you fixed up.
So. And then, remember, as soon as you get through showing at Elk City, you can travel right down I-40 east about 30 minutes to Clinton to the Oklahoma Western Heifer Show, and I'll have them guys coming on next week.
And don't let me speak for them, but I think their grand prize maybe is another $1,000. So yeah. I mean,
and a big shout out to Western Equipment.
Yes,
they do support our Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle a lot of Western Equipment dealers. But hey, they're part of the community.
You get a heifer show of 130 to 50 heifers 2 days in a row, you're bringing a lot of dollars to town. So
yep,
it's a great thing for Elk City and Clinton.
All right. Well, thanks, Brett.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. We'll be right back after this. I'm going to have Brendan Clark on here. Marine, retired. I don't know if he's retired, but anyway, he's not in the Marines anymore, but he works in Oklahoma City for U.S. Congressman Stephanie Bice. We're going to see we're not going to see. Anyway, you guys, you want to meet a character, I got one coming on.
Be right back.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a four-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Wouldn't it be great to partner with a feed company that knows all about the cattle industry? A company that owns and raises cattle themselves? A company that knows the blood, sweat, and tears you put into the operation every day? That company is Hobart Farm and Garden. They are your local High Pro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, and sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Have you ever decided to DIY that home project and then painted yourself into an corner? You may have some basic fix-it or build-it know-how, but could use advice on how to get that job done right. And what about tools? Do you really want to buy a self-propelled stump grinder? Well, there's a business in Elk City that'll help you tackle those home projects by offering advice on how to get the job done and provide you with the proper tools for the job. That business is DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main Street in Elk City. Bobby and Trish have been serving the area since 1988, and they take pride in helping folks. Maybe you have a leaky water line that runs under the driveway that you're not sure how to deal with. They're good listeners and don't charge a thing for their advice. They'd be more than happy to visit with you. Don't get stuck in a moment. Go check out DJ's Rental and Sales at 911 South Main in Elk City, where they rent most everything, and they sell mowers too. Check DJ's Rental and Sales out on Facebook and inside the Penny News.
They're built better. They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Again, good afternoon, great stewards of the land. This is Drew Cobb with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market report for Friday, November 4th. 2,359 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 323, brought 246. 7 at 489, brought 198. 4 at 544, brought 170. 13 at 576, brought 186. 18 at 640, brought 167. 6 at 659, brought 161. 4 at 926, brought 160. 14 head of heifers at 430, brought 189. 6 at 483, brought 159. 50. 7 at 528, brought 163. 10 at 612 brought 156.50. 13 at 620 brought 154.50. 10 at 777 brought 155. 10 at 854 brought 153. Butcher cows were 40.50 to 85. Butcher bulls brought 66.50 to 100. Bred cows were 825 to 1100. Pairs brought 1100 to 1575. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Thank you again, Brent Metter, for coming in and talking about the Western Oklahoma Livestock, the Livestock Show auction. No, talking about the Heifer Show coming up and the one over at Clinton, too, coming up. So anyway, it's going to be a busy weekend here in a couple weekends. Here is your forecast for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas Panhandle. 55 degrees and breezy right now at the airport at Woodward. The winds are 23 miles an hour straight out of the north, gusting up to 26. Today, 65 for a high. I'm going to say you're going to struggle to get there. Tonight, 29. 44 tomorrow for Veterans Day, 21 tomorrow night, so freeze warnings will be out. How about that? 51 Saturday, 29 Saturday night, 52 Sunday. Uh-oh, forecast has changed a little bit. Sunday night, 20% chance of rain, and then changing over to snow. Monday, 50% chance of rain and snow, and a high of 40. So anyway, there is your forecast. Well, on the phone with me right now is the world famous Brendan Clark. How are you, sir?
I'm doing just fine on this strange cloudy afternoon here in Oklahoma City.
Is the has the cold front rolled through there? I don't see it on my radar, but is it getting close?
It's getting close. We got some sprinkling coming down, and I think tonight's probably going to be one of them set with the dog on the couch, keep you warm nights here. We'll see.
All right. Well, BJ, as I usually call you, sorry. I know you don't like to be called that since you graduated from OU. But BJ is my great nephew. I don't want to get into the nephew part of this on the radio. But anyway, you were born in 1990. Here in Elk City.
I was born there in Elk City.
Yeah. And you were actually, you are famous. You were the last baby delivered by the legendary Dr. Dennis Friesen. Is this true?
Well, I called him to verify. And I called the Elk City Fire Department and asked, you know, is he in? They said, well, we'll give him your number and he'll call you. And he was like tickled to hear from me and asking that specific silly sort of question. But that's what I've always been told. He said he didn't remember for sure, but he's like, well, I mean, given when you was born, yeah, probably. He was also took care of me till we moved out of Western Oklahoma until I was about 10 years old. He was my doctor down there. So,
well, you've been schooled at Elk City, Canute, Cordell, Burns Flat, and Kiefer, Oklahoma. That's where is that where you met up with Lacey Swope?
That's right. So Lacey and I was in school together up there. She played on the softball team with my sister.
Yeah. So anyway, so you're famous again. And but things changed. September 2008, you joined the Marine Corps.
Yes, that's correct. So we shipped down, stood on them yellow footprints, and they shaved my head bald, and it was a different deal after that. It was a whole new set of circumstances, I would say.
Well, I want to say I've said it to you before, and I'll say it again. Now, thank you for your service. You joined the Marine Corps. You served at least one tour over in Afghanistan, or did you go two?
Just the one. So in 2012, we went over and did a little bit of work for Uncle Sam, as they say.
Yeah, and you're with the 6th Marine Regiment when you was over there, correct?
Right. So my unit was 1st Marines, but we were sort of the way that the Marine Corps was running the operation over there was they would bring in a Marine regiment to oversee, and then whoever came from the States would become subordinate to that regiment. So we were organically 1st Marines, but we were working for 6th Marines there in Helmand Province.
All right. Well, again, thank you for your service there. You've seen some action over there. I know you was in Japan for a little while. I know you was in Australia on some special stuff going on. You were a pretty busy guy, but after you got out of the Marines, this is where I want to get to. You came home to Oklahoma.
Right. I did. I had a buddy went to school on a GI Bill in Thailand, and so that was a close second. But I decided to come bring it back to the house here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, you attended the Oklahoma University. What I've had on the show so far is guys that have went from the farm, went to the military, and then come back to the farm. And what I got with you is you were not technically a farm boy, even though you was raised up around Canute and all those crazy kin folks you got there.
Oh, yeah.
My ex-in-laws.
Yeah, we're gonna stress crazy on that one. There's a bunch of them.
You came back, and when you come back, you wanted something to do when you weren't going to school. And you came out, and you helped me a bunch on the weekends and during the summer. You learned to build fence. You learned to move a side row 10 miles, one piece at a time.
Oh, my goodness. I would say this. I knew how to build fence from my time as a combat engineer, but I learned how to build fence to Jimmy Clark standard.
Yeah.
Out there in Greer County.
Yeah. And so, but you learned how to run and catch a calf and make it ball and take cover from the cow a couple times.
That's right, boy. Oh man, when that one that we rounded up that one day when I jumped out of the side by side onto him, he didn't know. I mean, he was brand new. He had never seen anything like that.
Tell us a little bit here. We got a little bit of time. I'm probably gonna have to take a break and come back to you, but tell us. Did anything from the Marine training help you out here in the real world on the Greer County ranch and farming?
Oh, 1,000%. I mean, all the times I missed lunch in the Marine Corps really set me up for working with Jimmy Clark. You know, because, I mean, if you ain't hungry, we ain't grabbing lunch, you know.
That's true. Yeah.
You know my philosophy on that, because I don't have no problem sitting in the truck and being like, hey, man, we need to stop and get a bite because I'm dying over here. I get hangry.
Well, you did get to meet Magic Mike at the Carter Cafe.
Right. Well, truly, truly a wonder of nature, that fella. He's something else.
I seen him this morning when I was driving through Carter on my way to work, but I didn't stop chit chat with him. Anyway,
he doing all right?
Yeah, it looks like he's got a new Dooley one ton four door true cowboy Cadillac.
Oh man! You got the hat rack on the top of the deal or not?
No, got Longhorns on the hood.
Okay.
So, from the military to coming back and helping me on the farm and ranch, and also attending the University of Oklahoma, and you got a bachelor's degree in international studies with a security focus, and
right.
You've been, but now, without getting too crazy about things, but you're working in Oklahoma for veterans.
Right.
Can you explain that?
Yes, so I went back to work for the federal government, and my job now is to work with sort of between my boss and veterans, sort of in the area that we're responsible for. I can't say too many things on it, but it's not no top secret stuff or anything like that. It's just out of respect for my boss. But my big deal is to speak the language, you know. Not everybody sort of speaks that veteran, a good amount of it's trash talk, but there's also some barriers in how veterans might communicate, right? And so I don't mean that in any type of way, just, I don't know, you and I talk the same way, we talk how we talk, right?
We are who we are.
They ain't no doubt about it. I don't think anybody ever met either one of us and make any mistake about recognizing that, right? So it's been, I mean, when I was in the Marines, they give me explosives, they give me machine guns, all sorts of stuff, and that was a great time. But I've never had a more fulfilling job than when, you know, I see these veterans 6-8 months after we've done whatever for them, help them out with the VA, help them get their ratings squared away, help them, sometime we help them find solutions for housing, that sort of thing. And I mean, I couldn't imagine a more fulfilling job than that, because these guys, a lot of them deserve it, deserve everything in the world, and may not know just exactly how to do it. And then even beyond just serving the veterans, some spouses, surviving spouses whose husband or wife may have passed away, and they're not unsure of how to take care of their estate and get those veterans benefits, those burial things like that. And so we bring in the assist on that, and that's, I mean, you know, that's a bittersweet kind of thing, right? But it is super meaningful to me anyways. It may not mean anything to anybody else, but.
No, it's very meaningful, because, you know, there's so many programs out there for veterans that it's not everybody just thinks, oh, he's a veteran, he just needs to go to the VA hospital. Well, that's not 100% true. There's all kinds of programs out there, and I'm not talking just medically. I'm talking about school, making a loan on a home, assistance with financially. There's, you know, the wounded warrior program has been one of the best programs that I've ever seen come along with for veterans that's not controlled by the government.
Right, and there's so many programs out there for support in the veteran community that, I mean, it can be hard to figure out which one's going to be best for the individual. And so I take pride in being afforded the opportunity to you know, explore that community and learn as much as I can about what's out there for veteran support, and hopefully have a good answer for somebody when they call me and their hair's on fire, you know. A lot of time they don't call our office until that they think that they're just at the end of the daggum rope trying to get stuff sorted out. And anytime that we can get a win for somebody that we're helping, I mean, it's a celebration over here. We get pretty gassed up on that.
Well, I know this one guy that I had on my show yesterday, you might have heard of him through the grapevine, Master Sergeant Donnie Walker.
Good grief.
Yeah, you've heard
that's
of him.
A legend.
Yeah, he's
a legend. That is a walking, talking.
One of these days, he might need to call you to get some help.
So. I think when I call Donnie, he probably throws the phone out the window.
Brandon, thank you so much for your service, and you are proof that the military, when you get out and you take advantage of the GI Bill to go to, it doesn't matter whether you go to Southwestern, OU, OSU, or wherever, you're proof that it works, and you're being very successful. And I mean, you didn't, it wasn't all just roses in the Marines for you. You've seen some action, a lot of things else going on, and you're living proof that things can happen and work. And look at you now. You're helping veterans now, whether they're in agriculture or they work as a lawyer. You're the guy that I appreciate what you're doing. Even though I'm partial to you because you're my great-nephew by blood, nephew by what are you anyway? Nephew by ex-marriage.
Get a whiteboard to explain this to people. I know. Okay.
Hey, the tree does have branches on it. So.
It's like a squirrely twig up top of an acorn hanger. But anyhow, that means the world to me, Uncle.
Appreciate you doing, and I hope you enjoyed your time out here on the farm. And
nothing better.
You got to meet a lot of good people out here in Beckham and Greer County when he was helping out and going to school. Not everybody thought highly of you, but, you know, they liked you.
You win some, you lose some. I got to meet 270. I got to meet O'Sexy, and so that was, you know, that's the highlight of my experience on the farm.
Yeah, she's a better mama. And you got to meet Reba. And Reba.
Shiny as a new penny when she was born. I mean, you could have shined a flashlight at her and it would have reflected off of her.
Yeah, she's pretty good. We were able to save her after being paralyzed for 2 weeks. But anyway, she's doing pretty good. And I got to get going to take a break and come back and finish up the show. Brennan, thank you for your service and happy Veterans Day tomorrow, please.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for your service. Happy Veterans Day to you. We'll talk soon.
All right. Thanks, Brennan.
Bye.
All right, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
The Depot Trading Company Men's and More store in downtown Elk City is one of Elk City's newest stores and one of Elk City's oldest buildings. When you step inside, you'll find a great selection of men's clothing, a couple of designer women's clothing lines, plus the most unique men's, pets, and household gifts, plus barbecue grills, spices, accessories, and indoor and outdoor party gear. And you can order online through their Facebook page. The Depot Trading Company Men's and More store, 318 South Main Street in downtown Elk City. Come on in and enjoy the ride.
Get early access to Macy's Black Friday specials on gifts they'll love at prices you will too. Now while supplies last, like 40 to 50% off boots and shoes for him and for her. Sweaters for him and her, just $24.99. And 60% off holiday decor, hosting essentials, and so much more. Plus, download the free app for more Black Friday deals at Macy's. Savings off sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle, no matter where it may be. If you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right. Looks like the cool front or cold front is kind of stalled out a little bit or backed up a little. I'm not sure what's going on here. Anyway, it's 69 degrees here in Elk City now, according to the Mezzanette. But the winds are still getting it out of the north. And it's 78 at Mangum, 72 at Hollis. I don't know. We'll see what goes on, but you get on the Mezzanette and get on their air temperature state map, you can see that cold front going right across there. All right, let's check out your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Excuse me. Today, 70 for a high. Right now, the winds are out of the north, gusting up to 26. Humidity is 44%. So, yeah, I'm going to go thrash some peanuts. We got some thrashed last night, and I got some baled up before I had a hydraulic line issue on my tractor. And anyway, went down. I didn't like much getting caught up, but anyway, there's no baling weather today. Looking at the forecast, there's not even going to be any humidity tonight. So I got time to help with nuts and maybe get some baled up tomorrow evening or Sunday. We'll see what happens. 33 for a low here, and it's going to be really windy tonight in the southwestern Oklahoma. And tomorrow it's going to be even more windier than it is today tomorrow, according to the Mezzanette here on Veterans Day. 44 for a high. Winds 25 miles an hour, gusting up to 35 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, cold. Freeze warning out. 24 degrees. Saturday, 49. Saturday night, 28. Sunday warms up just a little bit to 50 degrees. A little bit of wind out of the south, not bad. Sunday night, 30% chance of rain or snow, 31 for a low. And Monday, 50% chance of rain or snow. And that is the forecast for Eastern Texas Panhandle and Southwestern Oklahoma overall forecast going on. Anyway, we got a few minutes here. There was a couple of things that I wanted to talk to you about, what's going on in the grain world, because the world agriculture supply and demand estimates came out yesterday, and soybeans and corn were modestly lower overnight, while wheat was mixed after the government raised its outlook for production. The Department of Agriculture says now it expects soybean production in the 22-23 marketing year to be at 4.346 billion bushels. That's up from 4.313 billion bushels. So not too much, but enough to affect the market. I mean, all they got to do is breathe and it affects the market. They also topped the forecast from analysts polled by the Wall Street Journal for 4.324 million. So it's still in the ballpark. Yields were seen around 50.2 bushels an acre, up from the previous 49.8 bushels an acre, above expectations of the 49.9 bushels. Corn was pegged at 13.93 billion bushels. That's up from the previous month's outlook at 13.895 billion and ahead of the expectations of 13.893 billion. Yield is forecasted at 172.3 bushels an acre. That's up from 171.9 bushels a month earlier. So there you go. That's the reason why there was a little bit of chaos going on. The market didn't just drop, but corn's lost 30 cents this week. And soybeans has went up, come down. Wheat's hanging in there pretty tough. Anyway, they dropped overnight. The soybeans dropped 4.5 cents to 14.47, and Soy corn dropped 2.5 cents to 662, and it wasn't very long ago. It was around 690. So anyway, it's just whatever happens in the world that night. We had the election going on Tuesday. Yesterday looked like the Wall Street didn't like what happened during the election. That happened. All kinds of crazy good things going on. Well, tomorrow I'm going to have, it's day five of Veterans Week, and tomorrow's actually Veterans Day. I'm going to have a rancher up from down there around Cooperton, down there in Kiowa, down in that area, come up. And he's going to be live on the show with me to celebrate Veterans Day with me. We're going to talk agriculture, ranching, cattle. Anyway, we're going to have fun tomorrow, so please don't miss out. I'm going to go thrash some peanuts. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.